The opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of Sunrise Broadcasting and its sponsors.
Welcome to Let's Talk Hudson Valley, where every Sunday morning we put the spotlight on our local community and the people that make our Hudson Valley special. Let's Talk Hudson Valley is your show, and it's all about what matters to you: our local economy, community affairs, local business, education, healthcare, and everything in between. If your company, group, or organization would like to be a guest on an upcoming program, email Bob D at foxradio.net. Now, let's talk Hudson Valley with your host, Bob DeFelice.
Good morning, Hudson Valley. So good to be along with you once again on this beautiful-looking day. I want to welcome my guest via telephone. It's Doug Hovey, Chief Executive Officer of Independent Living, right in Newburgh, New York. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Bob. It's nice to be on the show with you today.
Hey, it's awesome to have you finally on the show, Doug. I love the work that you're doing at Independent Living, and today we're going to learn all about it. So welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Now, Doug, I know where you are in Newburgh, but you have multiple other locations. Today, we're going to learn all about independent living, what you do, your services, and all your locations and how people can get in touch. Plus, I know you've got a great breakfast, your annual fundraising breakfast coming up toward the end of this month, April 24th. But before we get into all of that, let's talk independent living. You were established in 1987. How did independent living come to be?
Great question, Bob. And back in, actually, 1986, there were a group of volunteers that came together here in Orange County. There were a group of people with disabilities and some family members and some agency representatives. In fact, it was the Orange County Cerebral Palsy Association, now known as Inspire. With their support, they organized this group of volunteers to come together and begin planning the creation of this new thing called independent living. And I was fortunate to be involved in that group. And then shortly thereafter, we were able to secure some funding from the New York State Education Department that allowed us to hire some staff and developed that center back in 1987. So we were a small office here in Newburgh at that time. We were over at 200 Lake Street, and we had three full-time employees. And today we have over 100 employees that work in Orange and Sullivan counties, and then we have a home care division that employs over 850 workers who get up every day and provide care in the homes for elderly and disabled individuals so that they can live a good quality of life. So that's just a little backdrop. But I also want to mention, Bob, that there are 41 independent living centers in New York State in total, and they are spread out all across New York State. And we have a statewide association called the New York Association on Independent Living, and that's an organization that's based out of Albany that represents our interests of all the independent living centers in Albany. So that's a little bit about how we got started.
That's incredible. From 3 to 100 locally, and then over, you said, 850 going out to the various homes.
That's right. And we have locations, actually three locations in Orange County.
Yeah.
One here is our main site at 5 Washington Terrace, which you're familiar with. And then downtown on 111 Broadway, we have a location at the Cornerstone Residence in partnership with Safe Harbors of the Hudson.
Oh, sure.
And providing support to many of the individuals who live at the Cornerstone Residence and downtown in the city of Newburgh. We also have offices in Middletown at 441 East Main Street, and then an office at 14 Pelton Street in Monticello. So we're, you know, well established in both Orange and Sullivan counties, but many of our services reach multiple counties: Orange, Ulster, Sullivan, Dutchess, and Rockland County. And just recently, we have established a new program down in Westchester County as well.
That's great. Doug, let's talk about some of your services. What kinds of things are you providing for people?
Bob, we provide a variety of different services, and it's important for me to mention that we're here as an open door resource to any families or individuals that reside in the region. Sometimes we have people just calling us for general information. And other times we have people who get into very specific programs that we have, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And it's important to recognize that we work with people from birth to end of life, so through the entire spectrum, and we work with people with all types of disabilities. So we do work with youngsters and their families, helping them. When a family has a child and they're exhibiting some developmental delays, we have staff here that can provide expert support and direction to those families to help them, you know, get connected to the right supports and services and the counseling services or the medical services that they need, so that by the time they're 5 years old, they're ready to move into the mainstream school system. And, you know, and that's the whole goal behind independent living, is to help people to move into mainstream supports and services. So that's on the early childhood direction side of things. But we also work with students in the school system, helping them with their individualized education plans. So if a child is having difficulty in school, we're here to respond to those needs and can help to represent the child and the family at those hearings that come up at the school districts, so that they make sure that they're getting all the supports and services through the school system that they need. And then when students are ready to graduate from school, that 18, 19, 20, and students are actually eligible for services through the school system until age 21 or through age 21. So we'll work with folks to prepare what we call a transition plan from school, and we often call that the aging out process, meaning that the child or the student is aging out of the school system. So we want to be responsive to those families who have children who are aging out, so that that transition from school to adult life is a smooth transition. There are a lot of great programs and services here in Orange County and in Sullivan County that can provide supportive services to young adults with different types of disabilities. And then, of course, there's always employment. We want to help people to connect with job opportunities and provide them with the support and sometimes the job coaching and job development that they need in order to be successful at getting the job and keeping the job. So, I mean, I think it's probably the most important thing that any of us do is get a job and feel productive and earn some money so that we can pay our bills. And that's no different for people with disabilities, Bob.
Employment is
certainly one of the main focuses that we support here at Independent Living. We work with folks also in the older years. I just had a call a few minutes ago from somebody who's father is older and is no longer able to negotiate the steps in their home, so we're going to go out and do a home modification for them. We're going to evaluate the house and see exactly what can be done to improve the level of accessibility so that individual can continue to age in place. That's an important service, and we call that home modification consultation. There's a lot of people either with disabilities or somebody who's newly disabled or older folks from our communities who need some modifications in their home. They might need a ramp to be constructed, or they might need a lift inside the house, or they might need doors widened or a bathroom to be made accessible. These modifications can make the difference between aging in place and staying in the community versus going into an institutional setting. So I think we all agree, we all want to age in place and we all want to stay in our homes for as long as we possibly can.
Sure.
Those are a few of the services. But Bob, one other important service I should mention is there's the Orange County Crisis Call Center, which is brand new. It just kicked off on Monday, April 1st. We are an integral part of that Crisis Call Center. The new call center is now housed at the 911 Center, And the Mental Health Association, one of our partner organizations, is actually administering that function of receiving those calls from people when they're in crisis. And they will actually, they have trained social workers who take those calls and assess the calls, and then they determine the best course of action, whether it requires a mobile outreach, which would be provided by Access Supports for Living, or it may require an outreach by peer counselors, which is the component that Independent Living provides. So we have several peer counselors that are available to respond to people at any stage of crisis, when on the front end, so to speak, when they're in crisis, or should people be in the behavioral health units at the hospitals. We have peer counselors who actually work in those hospitals in partnership with clinicians to assist those individuals to, you know, to develop the skills to transition back to the community and to get back on with their lives so that they're not tied up too long in the hospital. And just so that they have the support that they need to really get on with their lives.
Yeah, that's so important. And this is a wonderful service now. Heard about it on the first, the Orange County Crisis Call Center. I think that's awesome. And so important to get that phone number out. Speaking of phone numbers, though, Doug, let's get your information out before we go too far. Someone has a question along the way, or maybe they hear us talking about something, prompts an idea. How do they get in touch with you?
Sure. Our number is 845-565-1162. And from that number, we can connect you with any one of our locations, depending upon where you are and what specific service request or needs you have.
Great. And have you got a website?
We do. It's www.myindependentliving.org.
Myindependentliving.org. Awesome. Doug, question, how many individuals would you say you serve, in total through the counties each year?
So in the region, last year we served just around 8,000 individuals, and that's an unduplicated count. So many of those individuals are served continuously or multiple times, and some may be served just a few times, depending upon their level of need.
Wow. That's an incredible number. What other services do you offer? I know, I realize you do the home modification. I know you also work with businesses, some of the older buildings in the cities. You know, sometimes access is a little difficult. You do also work with businesses?
We do, actually. So that would be under Americans with Disabilities Act consultation, ADA consultation.
Yep.
So any business is welcome to call us, and we do have many, many, many businesses that do call and ask for a consultation. We'll come out and meet with the business owner and evaluate their current situation and make recommendations to improve the level of access. All businesses are required to have accessibility if they're providing goods and services to members of our community. That's a requirement not only under the ADA, but it's also required under the New York State Building Code. And so we like to be available to come out and provide that consultation and help people figure out ways to improve the level of accessibility. It might mean installing a ramp, or it might simply mean widening doorways so that wheelchairs, walkers, canes, and crutches are able to fit through comfortably. And, you know, there are some instances with some older structures, it becomes very difficult to modify some of the older buildings. And where it's financially not feasible, Bob, sometimes the business can make arrangements to provide their goods in another location where it is accessible. We find that more and more businesses that are in that situation don't mind doing that.
Yeah. No, I know you were very instrumental in helping the church where I go to, our church. Yeah. It's a historic building, difficult to even, modify it when you get the Historical Society involved, but you were extremely helpful, and they came up with, I think you came up with a wonderful solution. And now the older folks can enjoy and come easily in and out of the building. So thank you for that. And you've been a big advocate in that area.
Yeah, and that's important to mention also, that the Architectural Barriers Act and ADA does preside over the Historical Preservation Act, and I want to qualify that because it's important. It doesn't mean we should denature the historical beauty of any building, but there are always ways to create accessibility that is consistent with the architecture of the building. And I think in the case of your church, Bob, that's the recommendation we came up with, and the contractor did a beautiful job creating, you know, an accessible entrance that really fit in beautiful with the architectural design of the building. So I just want to point that out, because we often hear people say, oh, well, you can't modify this building because of the Historical Preservation Act. And that's not true. Accessibility actually does take precedent, and there are ways to do it that complement the building.
Oh, sure. And it looks like it's been there since the building was there. Beautiful cement.
They did a fabulous job there.
Wrought iron. It fits right in. And works extremely well. We're about halfway through on Let's Talk Hudson Valley. My guest this morning, Doug Hovey. He is Chief Executive Officer of Independent Living. 565-1162, 565-1162. Give them a call or go online to myindependentliving.org. We're going to take a quick break and come right back after these messages.
Rest easy, Hudson Valley. You've got Emergency One Urgent Care. We treat everything from sniffles to poison ivy, tick bites to ankle sprains. We are open 7 days a week, and we've helped the Hudson Valley stay healthy since 1995. Shorter wait times and less costs than the ER make Emergency One the best choice. Our locations in Kingston, Hyde Park, and New Windsor offer a truly great patient experience. Check us out at e1urgentcare.com. Emergency One, immediate care when your family needs it most.
The owners of Furniture Options, after 30 years in the Hudson Valley, announce their retirement sale. That's right. Furniture Options is selling over $1 million of inventory. Save like never before and never again. 20 to 80% off everything in stock. Everything must go. Bring your van, truck, or SUV and take it away. All sales final. After 30 years, the owners of Furniture Options are retiring and everything must go. Tri-state delivery available. Furniture Options, 2596 Route 17M, 3 miles from Route 17 and 84 in Goshen, or at myfurnitureoptions.com.
Are you living your life in pain? Compression fractures, complex regional pain, even cancer pain. Dr. Yu of Eastern Pain Medicine in Fishkill can help.
He also came to visit me at home one time because I couldn't get up out of my bed. And then he decided, okay, we tried other things. Now we're going to try the pump. I was able to stand up right away. And I was like, wow, the air is better up here. How tall I am. So no more wheelchair. Then I graduated to a walking stick. In the morning, I'm like the Tin Man. I tell my husband, oil, oil. That was all the pain. It's gone down. And I went from plus 10 to about 3.
Don't live another day in pain. Dr. Yu is board certified in pain management and anesthesiology and has been serving the Hudson Valley for 15 years. Eastern Pain Medicine, with offices in Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and Fishkill. Call 471-0013. Online at easternpainmed.com.
The opinions expressed in this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect the views of the ownership, management, or staff of Sunrise Broadcasting and its sponsors.
It's Let's Talk Hudson Valley, where every Sunday morning we put the spotlight on our local community and the people that make our Hudson Valley special. Let's Talk Hudson Valley is your show, and it's all about what matters to you. Our local economy, community affairs, local business, education, healthcare, and everything in between. If your company, group, or organization would like to be a guest on an upcoming program, email bobd@foxradio.net. Now, Let's Talk Hudson Valley with your host, Bob DeFelice.
Having a wonderful conversation with our guest this morning, Doug Hovey, Chief Executive Officer of Independent Living, located at actually three locations, isn't it, Doug?
Our main site is at 5 Washington Terrace here in the city of Newburgh. We do have an office location at 441 East Main Street in Middletown, not too far from Orange Regional Medical Center. And we have a location at 14 Pelton Street in Monticello in Sullivan County.
Excellent. But you also see folks in their own homes as well.
That's right. A lot of our work is done in the community. We do a lot of outreach, meet people in the community where they are, is our slogan, and meet people where they're at and try to connect with people and build a rapport, develop a positive working relationship with folks to help them achieve their goals for independent living.
No, that's excellent. Doug, I want to ask you about, probably one of the biggest topics that come up over and over again is the opioid crisis. Do you see a lot of that, and how does that affect in your work?
Yeah, we do. It's a growing problem that is of great concern, not only locally, but nationally. The opioid epidemic continues to grow exponentially. And fortunately, our state here, New York, has a lot of efforts underway, and there's funding being provided to create new programs and supports and services. And the old days of looking at drug addiction as a horrible thing or a crime, we're starting to realize that chemical addiction or substance use disorder is really a disability. It's something that requires treatment. And so there's more cooperation now between treatment and the court systems, such that, rather than put somebody away in jail, we're trying to get them the rehabilitation and support that they need so that they can recover from their addiction and get back on with their lives. And so we were fortunate 2 years ago to receive a grant through the Office of Alcohol and Substance Abuse Services to establish a recovery center that where we have peer recovery specialists. There are certified and trained individuals who have lived experience with substance use disorder. These are individuals who've been in recovery for a long period of time and have chosen to use their personal experiences and to get trained to help other people who have substance use disorder. So we have a location here in Newburgh that provides that outreach and engagement and support to people. And we also were just funded to expand that service into Westchester and Putnam County. So we'll be hiring 5 more full-time peer recovery advocates to work with people who are trying to get into recovery from substance use disorder. It's such a big issue, and being able to provide peer engagement and peer support is so critically important, because these are individuals who know firsthand what it means to go through that process, to be addicted to drugs, but to figure out how to get beyond that and to tap into the resources that are available. And there are a wide variety of different organizations and resources in our community that are doing a great job at providing outreach and support and helping people through that that recovery process.
That's fabulous, especially, those that have walked that path before, along the way, they've discovered certain tools that work for them and they can share those with others. It's awesome to see that your organization is taking a lead approach on that. Is there a different phone number if someone has someone they know or love to refer to the program?
No, they can actually call the main number. Actually, there's 2 numbers they can call. It's 565-1162. Or they can call 343-1162, and that's a direct line to our Middletown office.
Gotcha. So 565-1162 or 343-1162. So definitely look into that. The opioid crisis, a big problem. It's awesome that you're taking a lead on that, Doug. We don't have too much time left. We've got about 5 minutes left, and I want to get to a whole bunch of things. I know one of the items that you've got coming up this month is your annual fundraising breakfast. Can we talk about that a little bit?
That's right, yes. Bob, that comes up on Wednesday, April 24th, and it's at 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. It's a one-hour breakfast. It's at Anthony's Pier 9 in New Windsor. And that's our annual fundraising breakfast. So we pack a lot in that 60-minute time frame. So we have presentations, testimonials from individuals who have used our services throughout the course of the year. And then there'll, of course, be some of my board members will talk, and then I do a presentation. But it's a wonderful one-hour event. We typically attract anywhere from 275 to 300 people. And there's no charge for the breakfast. We just need to know in advance if people plan to attend so we can give the facility a head count and prepare for the right amount of food. But if you're interested in attending our breakfast, again, it's on Wednesday, April 24th from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We start on time and end on time. It's at Anthony's Pier 9. Just call Independent Living 565-1162, and you could ask for Bridget Judge, and Bridget can help you get registered for that event.
Excellent. I was going to ask you, you know, you do such a wonderful work in the community. If someone's just joining us, they possibly missed that you started with three folks, including yourself, back in 1987. And just grown over the years, 100, 850, and serving some 8,000 individuals. This is a big fundraiser for you. How can others help? And because you obviously, you know, this is a labor of love for you and your and the folks in your organization. How can we help if they can't make the breakfast? Do you have other ways to donate?
Yeah, sure. And you know, this is a very tough budget year. We're facing some budgetary cuts in Albany. So we have a gap this year, and we're really trying to make up that gap so we don't lose some of the services that we provide to our community. But if people are not able to make the event, they can still call our main number, and then they could send a check in if that's what they'd like to do. They can make a donation, and if they're not able to make a donation, Bob, they can actually call, and we have different volunteer opportunities as well.
Oh, so you are accepting volunteers?
Yes, there are many ways to help out here at Independent Living.
That's fabulous. So Wednesday, April 24th, of course, the fundraising breakfast. Certainly, you need a head count. Call 565-1162, 565-1162 for that, or just call and ask how you can get involved. And Doug, you're throughout Orange County, as you mentioned, Sullivan County. Where else?
Some of our services, our consumer-directed home care program reaches Orange, Ulster, Sullivan, Dutchess, and Rockland County. And then our recovery center services that I talked about before, helping people get into recovery, that program covers Orange, Ulster, Sullivan, Dutchess, Rockland, Westchester, and Putnam counties. So there's seven counties of the Lower Hudson Valley that those peer supports are available to respond to people who are chemically addicted, and trying to get connected to the proper supports and resources so they can get on with their lives and get into recovery.
That's awesome. Doug, thank you so much for, you know, the wonderful work you're doing. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our time together. Any parting thoughts?
Well, thank you, Bob. I really appreciate my time with you today on the radio. You have a great show. I always enjoy listening.
Oh, thanks.
And I'll be sure to, you know, stay in touch with you and keep you posted of any new developments for us. And once again, if people are interested in attending our annual fundraising breakfast, that date is Wednesday, April 24th at Anthony's Pier 9 from 8 until 9 o'clock. Just give us a call at 565-1162, and we can get you signed up to attend that breakfast. And there is no charge.
Excellent. Doug Hovey, Chief Executive Officer, Independent Living. I just thank you for your service to the community. Keep up the good work, and I'm sure we'll do another show coming up over the next few months or so and get an update from you.
Thank you so much, Bob. I appreciate it.
This has been Let's Talk Hudson Valley, where every Sunday morning we put the spotlight on our local community and the people that make our Hudson Valley special. Let's Talk Hudson Valley is your show, and it's all about what matters to you. Our local economy, community affairs, local business, education, healthcare, and everything in between. If your company, group, or organization would like to be a guest on an upcoming program, email bobd@foxradio.net. Tune in again next week at this same time for Let's Talk Hudson Valley.